Did you know that making a few small changes can add up to big weight loss? And what's the deal with Diet Coke? Plus, an update on the vagus nerve and how it can help you lose weight. All that this week on episode 31 of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello and welcome to the show. So, Russ, how are you doing this week?
Oh, I had a busy week this week with a visit from my mother and my sister and her daughter, my niece Alex, and it's been busy. A lot of dinners here at the house and going out to dinner as well. Mother's Day was busy. You know, it seems it was very interesting because my mother actually came out here for Mother's Day and her birthday. They're about within a day or two of each other, and so it's always it was a very interesting thing that she came out here to celebrate that. So that was always fun. But how's it going with you this week?
Well, kind of the same old, same old. School's getting close to wrapping up, and it's, like I'm saying, spring is finally here. Actually, the last bit of snow finally melted from the side of my house just on the weekend. We had another horrible snowfall late last week. We have actually no leaves on our trees right now, and this is the second week of May, and we're actually a full month behind where we should be in the spring and summer. So summer is actually going to be pretty quick up here this year. So Russ, you said you've had relatives in town, and you've been doing some home-cooked meals and eating out. How has your weight loss gone this week?
Well, I did not have the two-pound week, but I did have a one-pound week. I'm down to 267, so even with all that, you know, after each of these meals, and actually had some desserts, you don't want to rely on willpower for long-term weight loss, but, you know, it's for those times when, you know, dessert is put in front of you. And so this week that was put in front of me quite a few times. And so I went ahead, instead of, say, having ice cream with strawberries and chocolate sauce or something on it, I went ahead and had strawberries with a little dollop of some whipped cream or maybe just a little bit of ice cream on top, just kind of as a topping. So much more healthy. And I knew I was going to eat these things. And after everybody went to bed and all the things were put away from the dinners and the parties, I would put on the running shoes and put on the sweatshirt and get out and do a real fast walk and run and go for about a half an hour to 45 minutes. This is the middle of the night, about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. So just to, you know, I'm going to have these calories coming in my body, and I want to burn a few before I got to bed.
Well, that's awesome. It's not like you're just giving up because you know you've got people over and you're going to eat bad or make some poorer choices. You're still going out and making up the calories by getting more physical activity, and it's really all about a lifestyle change, and I'm glad to hear that it's working out for you still.
Yep. So did have anything interesting happen on a Mother's Day? Did you go your mother in town?
Well, on Mother's Day, I was actually at the Calgary Zoo. I was there with my my in-laws for Mother's Day. And one interesting thing that people might have heard about, they have a large stingray pool, about 10,000 gallons, and they had 42 stingrays. I was actually looking at the stingrays, and about an hour later, 35 of those stingrays were dead. So they think that someone poisoned the entire tank. It's really too soon to see exactly what happened to them, but there's only, I think, 7 or 8 surviving of the stingrays, and this is 2 days after Mother's Day. So it is a mystery at this point, but most people expect that it was some sort of foul play because they have been testing the water, and they can't find anything wrong with the water. But for 35 stingrays to die within, you know, a few hours at the exact same time, that's quite shocking and quite a blow for a zoo like this.
Yeah, I had not heard about that. It's really sad. And, well, I hope they, you know, figure out what's killing those stingrays and they can keep those the other ones alive.
Well, before we move into the content of the show, we have a quick announcement about the summer season of Fat to Fit Radio.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things going on this summer. And Jeff is a teacher, and so he's got the summer off and has multiple vacations planned. And also here, right, very shortly, my wife's having surgery. So we're going to be changing to a kind of a summer schedule here a little bit earlier than we had planned. And we're going to be going to every 2 weeks, starting 2 weeks from right now.
So don't be concerned. We're not stopping the show. We're just going to be doing a little bit slower throughout the summer. And back in September, we will be back to every single week again.
Yeah, so if you're catching up on the shows, this is going to make no difference to you. But those of you who are subscribed that are expecting a show every week, just look for the next show in 2 weeks rather than in 1 week.
But let's move on to our email and comments. Now, our first email comes from Eleonora, and this is kind of like a mini listener profile. And when I was reading through this, there's some good points that I want to talk about, but also this is really our typical listener of the email that we get in. And she wrote, "I listened to all of your podcast and finished just in time for your latest posting. I've sampled many of the podcasts available, but yours hits the mark. I love your listener emails, your undercover investigations, recipe, and the weekly weigh-ins. It is everything that someone on a new adventure would want. Let me start by saying that I live in Bowie, Maryland, and I'm 57 years old and have never really been on many diets over the years. However, in the last few years, I've picked up about 30 pounds.
I've been reinventing myself since September 1st, 2007, and have lost 28 pounds, going for a 30 to 35 pound weight loss. I honestly didn't have any notion to start exercising nor regulating food intake. However, my real estate agent, who was also a personal trainer, put the idea in my head to join a gym. So I joined Gold's Gym, and not only did the agent sell my house, he is supplementing his income by having me as a student in strength training, which ain't cheap. With his help, I have since started running and now see definition in my arms as well as other parts of the old body. I look forward to the weekly sessions, which are not that easy but quite satisfying.
I wouldn't say I was dieting, since I'm not in any hurry, nor am I trying to impress anyone. I would say I have restructured my priorities as well as my life goals. I continue to eat most foods and have not been to fast food restaurants since September 1, nor have I eaten any fried foods, and must say, don't miss them either. I do occasionally go to restaurants where I can have my meal tailored to my needs. I have incorporated more fresh fruits and vegetables and portion control with the aid of a scale and calorie counting. The one thing I have not given up is my daily intake of chocolate, except during Lent. I just need a taste, thank goodness for the 100-calorie M&Ms. They are quite satisfying. At the beginning of this adventure, it was interesting to see how many calories I was consuming without knowing, and your explanation of the BMR really set the wheels in motion, and now I'm starting to lose those last few pounds.
What I realized when I started the reinventing process is that I had to make sure I didn't overdo the gym by going too many days and crash diet so that I would not get burned out and stop everything altogether. I go to the gym 3 to 4 days per week and listen to my body when I need to take a break. Listening to you guys and the Podrunner podcast is keeping me focused and motivated. With your continued help and suggestions, I will be able to reach my main goal in life, which is to live a very long life to get back at my children and grandchildren.
Now, that line really made a lot of sense to me, because that is really the ultimate goal that we're trying to promote here. We're not trying to promote just to be vain and lose some weight and look better for the opposite sex. In reality, this lifelong change in lifestyle where you're at a healthy weight and you're eating healthy and being active, this is really going to lengthen your life. When you look at 1900 in North America, the average lifespan was only 48 years old. It has drastically improved over the last 100 years, but now it's going down because our kids are getting fatter and fatter. The healthier you are, the longer you live. And that's really the ultimate goal here. I mean, a drop of 20 or 30 pounds over 20 and 30 years of maintaining that weight loss, that's so much less work that your heart has to do. You're going to be so much healthier. And that's really the goal here. What do you think, Russ?
Well, I think Eleanor's got the right idea here, you know. I especially like the part that she says she wants to get back at her children and grandchildren. I think that shows a good spirit, and you know, she's got the right idea here at heart.
I think a lot of people, when they get to that age, they say, "Oh, I'm already getting older, you know, and I'm getting lazier, and I should be sitting in a rocking chair." But you're never too old to get in shape and improve your body.
Yeah, you know, actually, my mom just turned 61 years old this weekend, and she is looking the best she has looked in probably, I'm going to guess, 15, 20 years. She's lost like 70 pounds. So it is never too late. I mean, her friends, she moved to Texas 2 years ago and came back and saw all her friends from work. And they all couldn't believe the way she looked. And I have to agree. She's got rid of all her clothes and old clothes, the fat clothes, and all new clothes. So it is never too late. You know, 61, 57, you know, it is definitely possible.
Well, let's move on to our next email. And the next email comes in from James. And he writes in part, I would like to hear Fat to Fit's thoughts on the 10,000 step program. It basically is a deal where you wear a pedometer and your goal is to hit 10,000 steps by day's end.
Yeah, I saw James' email and that was interesting. I had never heard of the 10,000 step program, but just doing a little calculation here. If you were to walk 10,000 steps a day, depending on your size, you'd burn from 2,000 to 3,500 extra calories in a week. That's equivalent of 5 miles each day. That's a lot of steps.
I think, though, as well, it will give you an idea of how far you are going. So even if you don't hit 10,000 steps, you can look on the pedometer and see how many steps you've taken and hit a goal, you know, to try and beat what you did yesterday or last week. And it just gives you some sort of inspiration to keep moving.
Yeah, and it is those little steps, those little things that we do every day that really add up in the end. And actually, our feature section this week, we're going to be talking about those little steps that help you in weight loss. So keep listening. So thank you, Eleonora. Thank you, James, for contacting us. And there are a couple ways that you can do that. The first one is to comment on the website over at fattofitradio.com.
Or you can send an email to podcast@fattofitradio.com.
Third way is to leave a voicemail by clicking on the Call Me button on the website and leaving us a free voicemail.
Or you can join the support group at fattofitsupport.com.
All right, now we're going to discuss a couple news items here on the Web Report.
My first article came from a listener, Katie, who sent me an article entitled Artificial Sweetener, Diet Aid or Saboteur. And it was talking about a really interesting study on rats where they were feeding rats kind of like diet soda or regular soda. And what they were finding out was the rats who were drinking the diet stuff ate more food and gained more weight than the rats who were eating the sugary type of soda. And this was interesting. They were thinking that perhaps when a rat was eating something that had fake sweetness, their body somehow knew that they weren't getting the calories, and then their body wanted the extra calories, so they ate more. Whether this really applies to humans or not is really up in the air. The article also discusses some human studies, but most of those studies were only 2 to 3 weeks, and they had really varying results. It was not shown in humans to have this sort of strong response, and I think in humans, a lot of our eating has to do with other things, other motivations for eating. If you're drinking things that have calories, such as alcohol or soda, you're probably out with friends, and you might be eating more just because you're out. So I don't really think if you're going to drink a diet soda, that's going to encourage you to eat a lot more food, because in reality, a lot of our eating is a social thing. The bottom line of the study was that there needs to be a lot more research to find out if this is really going to be true or not. Rats are quite different from humans, obviously. And one thing, if you are drinking regular soda, of course it's better to drink diet soda. You will be getting less calories throughout the day if you're drinking a diet soda. We did discuss all the problems with diet sodas, but I guess there are bad choices and better bad choices. So that might be in the realm of the diet soda. So that's what I have this week. So what do you have for us this week, Russ?
Well, this week, first I want to update everyone. I think it was last week we talked about the vagus nerve, and some doctors in San Francisco were putting a little electronic device inside of patients, and that was helping them with weight loss. It was kind of an alternative to the gastric bypass surgery. Well, this week, this item came across my desk. The article is talking about 15 patients in San Francisco that had vagotomies, which is they had their vagus nerve cut. And that just seems that's a lot more radical. I mean, these nerves, you know, they can't be reconnected. So apparently there's a lot more study going on with this vagus nerve that we haven't heard about before. At least I haven't heard about before. So there'll be a link in the show notes to that. I just wanted to give you an update on that because really this is brand new to me, but really a lot of study in this area. But the other article I wanted to discuss here today was over at Marie Claire, and it was called Caveman Diet Best for Weight Loss. They said here, forget fad diets. If you really want to lose weight for summer, start eating like a caveman. And they are saying here that you shouldn't eat cereal or bread or milk or butter, cheese, any sugar or pasta, rice, fruit juice, or alcohol. Instead, that you should eat just fresh or frozen vegetables, including canned. Also, just meat and add to those. Also saying eat up to 2 potatoes a day. And they said they had 14 individuals that were on this diet, and the average weight loss was 5 pounds. This is out of 20 volunteers that went on this diet. If you've been listening a while here to the show, you know that this is kind of the diet that I followed on the Fat Guy Radio show. And while you will lose weight in the short term, and I lost weight, but one thing I didn't do, and this article doesn't really talk about, is, you know, I went on a diet. I didn't change my lifestyle. I didn't just look at the overall how many calories I was eating. I was just going on this diet, and once you stop the diet, and once I stopped the diet, just gained all that weight back. So, if you're for short term, you know, I don't think you're going to be able to stay on this diet forever, especially in our world of processed foods. And really, you need to look, instead of just going on a diet, change your lifestyle, know what you're eating, the calories that you're eating. Don't worry about just eating certain foods.
Yeah, those are some good points.
All right, now we're going to move on to this week's feature section, and we're going to be talking about those little changes you can make in your everyday activities that make a big difference in your weight loss.
Now, what we're talking about are just the little things that you can do on a daily basis to increase the number of calories that you're burning throughout the day. And I was really looking for something that would kind of give us some definitive numbers of what you could lose if you did this, for example, instead of something else. And what I found was a scientific paper that has been peer-reviewed. That means other people have read it and have their input on it. And it's entitled, The Caloric Benefit of Physical Activity, The Detriment of Physical Inactivity. And it gives a whole list if you do this little thing compared to this. And at the end of all these little tips that we're going to give you, this is going to add up to 30 pounds of weight loss in a year, or 2.5 pounds of weight loss per month. So it's going to seem like they're really small, but all together, they will make a difference.
Yeah, I think the big difference between a lot of websites and web pages out there that have a list of activities and how many calories you'll burn doing that activity, that's all well and good. But, you know, it's nice to see the difference between, you know, doing something inactive and the more active alternative. It really is eye-opening that how many calories you can actually burn more in a day.
And the first one, which is an opportunity to burn calories, and this is simply getting up and changing the TV channel for 5 minutes a day, that's 3 calories a day you're going to burn, as opposed to just using a remote control, which really burns nothing. And to give people an idea, 3 calories a day, which you'd think is absolutely nothing, over a year, that's almost a third of a pound. And the more things we give you, if you add them all up, that's where the 30 pounds is going to come from. So that's the first one.
Second one is getting up, answering the phone, and standing during 3 10-minute conversations. If you do that, you're going to burn 20 calories. However, if you just answer a nearby cordless phone and sit down and talk for 30 minutes, you're only going to burn 4 calories.
Another one is simply opening your garage door manually 2 times a day. That's, 2 to 3 calories, as opposed to really nothing, just hitting your thumb on the remote control.
Next one here is vacuuming. If you vacuum 1/2 hour, 1 time a week, and iron also for 1/2 hour, you'll burn 152 calories. Meanwhile, if you have somebody else do your laundry for you, you're going to burn 0 calories.
Or just cooking for 30 minutes a day, that's an extra 25 calories, as opposed to 30 minutes sitting and waiting for pizza delivery, which, believe it or not, might even burn 15 calories.
Next one is if you wash and chop vegetables for 15 minutes, 1 time a week, you're going to burn 10 to 13 calories. Meanwhile, if you just buy pre-chopped vegetables, say in a bag, you're going to burn 0 calories.
Or 1/2 hour of leaf raking, 1 time a week is 150 calories, But if you use a leaf blower walking around, it might burn 100 calories.
This next one's one of my favorite ones, one of these stealth calorie burners. It's the half hour of gardening and half hour using a push mower one time a week. You're going to burn 360 calories there. Meanwhile, if you, say, hire a gardener and let him do that for you, you're only going to burn, well, you're not going to burn anything, 0 calories.
Or one time a month, if you wash and wax your car, you burn 300 calories. If you just drive to the car wash, get out, pay the attendant, and get back in, that's only about 18 calories.
All right, if you have a dog and you take him for a walk 30 minutes per day, you're going to burn 125 calories. Meanwhile, if you just let him out the back door and let him run around there, you're only going to burn 2 calories.
And another simple one, if you take public transit, just walking 10 minutes to get there and walking back burns an extra 60 calories. If you drive in the car and walk 5 minutes, you know, out of the car, it's only 22 calories.
Next one, if you get up from your desk and walk 1 minute over to a colleague's desk and stand there talking for 3 minutes twice a day, you're going to burn 6 calories. Meanwhile, if you email for 4 minutes, just twittering on the keyboards, 2 to 3 calories.
Simply going up one flight of stairs 3 times a day is 15 calories. Or taking the elevator, well, really nothing.
Parking in the first available spot, which may mean it's out further in the parking lot, 5 times per week, and walking 1 to 2 minutes to the store is going to burn you 4 to 8 calories. Meanwhile, if you take the nearest spot, you're only going to burn 0.3 calories.
And here's a really simple one. Just walking around the mall for an hour briskly once a month, 145 calories to 240 calories extra per month. And if you're just doing internet shopping for 1 hour, you might burn 30 calories at home.
And while you're at that mall, if you take a flight of stairs once a week in each of 3 stores, you're going to burn 15 calories. Meanwhile, riding the elevator 3 times, 2 calories.
And this next one is really just being active. So if you park the car and go into a bank, dry cleaners, convenience store 3 times a week for about 30 minutes in total, that's about an extra 70 calories. As opposed to just sitting in the car at the drive-thru windows for 30 minutes, you'd burn about 15 calories.
All right. And if you go to the grocery store and unload your shopping cart just 1 time a week, you're going to burn 6 calories. But if you have somebody else do it for you, when they those clerks ask you, would you like help out to your car, you're only going to burn 2 calories.
And the last one, walking into the gas station to pay 1 time a week burns 5 calories. Paying at the pump, less than 1 calorie. Now, all of this added up is a difference of about 8,800 extra calories per month, which is about 2.5 pounds weight loss per month. And you don't have to eat less. This is just extra activity.
We're going to post this list as a link on the website. So take a look at this because they have some highlighted activities. They're bold. And if you just do those few activities, and I'm counting here 6 or 7 on the list, you would actually burn an extra 6,700 calories per month, which is going to translate into a weight loss of 24 pounds in a year. So just by doing those 7 items more, you'll burn 6,700 calories. That's amazing.
It is quite amazing to look at these tiny little things. And I know when we're talking about changing the TV without using the remote and walking into the bank instead of going through the drive-thru, people think it's not worth it. But when you change your lifestyle to have all of these tiny little things, that is a huge amount. 30-pound weight loss in a year is huge, especially if you're not even trying to diet. If you're just eating normally what you've been eating while you've been maintaining your weight, all of a sudden losing 30 pounds by not changing what you're eating but increasing activity, this is huge. And if you want to see the actual article that we're looking at here talking about, you can always go to fattofitradio.com and take a look at the show notes for this show, and we will have a link where you can read it. So what do we have for recipe this week?
Well, apparently I'm on a salad kick. Last week we had the citrus salad, and this week a message came across my Twitter feed for a gold and black bean salad. And I look really good. And, you know, really the black beans and corn and, oh, man, what else in here? Bell peppers and some tomatoes with a real nice apple cider and sesame oil dressing. Man, looked really good. So it'll be a link in the show notes to check out this recipe for gold and black bean salad. So Jeff, what kind of homework do we have this week?
Well, the homework is going to fit in right with our topic this week. And really, I want people to find five simple things that they can do throughout the day to increase their activity and burn a few extra calories that hopefully eventually will work into a couple extra pounds of weight loss. And they don't have to be the perfect things like the things that we've mentioned. Anything simple, over time, it adds up.
Very good. And what kind of quote do we have?
All right. The quote that I have this week comes from Gandhi. And it is, the difference between what we do and what we are capable of doing would suffice to solve most of the world's problems.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. And thank you all for listening and for downloading. We will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.